Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
I was at the game Friday night, Murph, and it was the first time I had seen the walkout for McGill, you know, where you bring your phone out and the things flash. And so you'd hate to have to redo that. That's really well put together.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about.
No, they turn the lights out and they play the crazy music and everybody brings their phones out and the lights flash, no?
Yeah, I guess. I'm focused on other stuff there, but I guess you guys
Murph, the lights
fun.
Are out. You have to notice.
This is Brewers 360.
Worth it, the length of that open. Brewers and Philadelphia Phillies will go again tomorrow with a 6:40 first pitch at American Family Field. Joined now on Brewers 360 by the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning, guys.
Murph, I know it's sort of been a tired question. We've been asking you about it for weeks, but the day off is here, and it certainly feels like, I mean, if for nothing else, guys can get some laundry done or get right. reacquainted with their families here. Really long stretch.
Yeah, it was a long stretch, 19 games in 18 days, and the guys handled it well. You know, we've been facing adversity all year long. People have doubted this team all year long, but here we are. And we've had some up and down, but who would have thunk the Brewers have the best record in baseball on September 2nd?
Well, in terms of how things went, we'll get to yesterday's game, but want to talk about the Toronto series first. I mean, up there at what I guess used to be Sky Dome, I don't know, but the place was totally rocking. They're in a situation like we are over in the AL where their team's out in front, and that was a huge series. And for us to come out of the gate and take the first two, really big deal.
It's a great environment. It's the Rogers Center. And, yeah, those people, I mean, they came out in droves and really supported their team. They've got a great team, a lot of superstars, and it was great. It was a great environment for our guys to be in. So many young guys playing in the big leagues for the first time. It was really a great environment for them to be in.
So it looked like you got kind of the quick throw out in the ninth inning. It seemed like it was a little fast. Was it just you said something and he wasn't going to take it, so he tossed you?
No, I think it was more about, you know, you don't, I guess I stepped out of the dugout. I usually stand down in the dugout, and I stepped out front and raised my arms like, what is that? I mean, I thought it was an obvious call, and, you know, you can't do that.
Will that end up being something you think? I know there's always testing for different automated ABS stuff and automated balls and strikes. Would the check swing also be put into that someday? I mean, that's a hard thing for an umpire to be able to see, isn't it?
Yeah, from their view, it's hard. And they've got those type of hard calls. And I think, yes, I think that that'll be something somehow. If we're going to do the ABS, you can do the challenge system on that too, you know.
So do you see them like after the game, like in the elevator with those guys or when you walk out to the parking lot? Like, I mean, it's not like you don't know those umpires.
No, I stay pretty late, so I don't usually run into them. And if I did, I wouldn't bring it up at that time. That's not professional. You know,
Murph,
you
what?
Just let it go. Yeah, nothing you can do.
Can you help us through like what on the check swing? And it is interesting. Like I suppose maybe it's a sliding scale for different umpires. But like what entails or what is a guy going around? I mean, in both of those that were at least if you're a Brewers fan, didn't look like they should have gone our way. I mean, guys all the way out across the plate. I mean, maybe his wrist didn't break, but man, if you can go all the way across the plate and that's not a strike, I don't know what is.
Well, if you read the rule book and you read up on it, there's ways to interpret it, and it's just a tough job for the umpires, and we get emotional and that type of thing, but there's no definitive way to describe it. It's all how you interpret it, and it says intent to swing, and, it's complicated. And just let's say that it's something that is argued all the time. I mean, there's all sorts of situations like this. So
concerning news, about Shelby Miller, your reliever in the eighth inning there. I believe you said after the game that he heard a pop or felt a pop. Obviously, don't know what's going on yet with him, but that can't be good.
No. And he's had a history. We don't know for sure. We're hoping for the best, but that would be a big blow. He's come in and been a nice little pickup for us.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest here on Brewers 360. Murph, moving forward, you know, the bullpen, no question, has been asked to do a lot of heavy lifting. If typically, and you know, Mizorowski, I know, is on a pitch count of sorts or an inning count, or you're watching how you use him closely, but if you have a number of starters that sometimes can't much give you more than five, that you're going to, even down the stretch here, be asking more of that bullpen. How do you manage that down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it all year. I mean, that's something that we've dealt with the whole entire year, and the front office has done a great job of providing enough depth and enough people for us to get through it. The problem is now we've got some guys down. You got DL Hall down. You got Henderson down. Shelby Miller is down. Anderson's down, McGill's down, so you've got five guys. Gasser's not back yet. You've got five guys that have went down, and that's concerning. That's a lot. And we had that early in the season, so we'll have to recreate it somehow. That's what this team's been about. They've got it done, and it doesn't look like it should happen on paper. It doesn't look like we should be in first. There's nothing that says we should be first or second. And there's nothing on paper that says we should be in the position we're in. So we haven't went by that. We've kind of risen above that and responded each time. So hopefully that keeps happening. But we're beat up in the bullpen for sure.
Were you able to watch any of the Notre Dame game over the weekend?
No. I pulled for them, obviously, but I wasn't able to catch it.
Well,
I get enough recaps from my family.
Right. Well, you're back at it tomorrow at AmFam Field. It's dog day tomorrow, so get ready to hear some yapping in the crowd.
Awesome.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. You want to give away some tickets?
Yes. So we got
to give
away. Let's
send some folks to the ball game.
We got to give away four tickets. This is to September 17th's game. So check your calendar, September 17th. So four tickets. We'll do caller number 17 for the September 17th Brewers game right here. 855-616-1620 on the Siding Unlimited WDTMJ Talk and Text Line. Do it. Come on and cheer a superstar.